Hello, today's podcast episode is a little different to usual. I had the pleasure of speaking at an event called Think Inspire. It was an incredible event filled with inspirational and admirable people. The energy in the room was electric. This podcast is actually a recording from my talk. I hope you enjoy. I can feel it, there's something in the water. Anything is possible. Okay, well, thanks, Gary, for inviting me. And Think Network, this is a great idea, isn't it? Yeah. Gary is very motivational. That last bit, I did say. But it's very inspiring. I mean, Darren, who works with me, he's my marketing manager, he went out of the office and Darren says, this guy's got me totally excited. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to get you excited or not. All I'm going to tell you is a little bit about what I do, what has happened to me. I think it was Chris said that I'm over pension age. Yeah, I'm 72, so I'm not 75 yet. And my wife says to me, Drew, are you ever going to grow up? I says, no. Because I think when you grow up, that's where you go wrong. You don't want to grow up. I act like a child, I think like a child, I faith like a child, all those things. So if I was to put a title to this little 10-minute talk or whatever tonight, I would call it, If You Can See It, You Can Achieve It. Okay? So what does success look like in my eyes? Well, first of all, success is personal. And I've been very, very blessed to have a very good wife. Carol's her name. She's not here tonight. I will be 50 years married, not this December, but next December. I've got three beautiful children. I have two boys and a girl. One of my sons is the eldest. He's a drummer. Quite good at what he does. Plays for people like Brandon Flowers and stuff like that from The Killers. My oldest son's a school teacher who may be joining our company, Darren, because I own a company called Beckett Hanlon. And just for a plug-in, Beckett's my name, but Hanlon's my mother's maiden name.
Oh, very good.
So it's very family-orientated. But personally, what does success mean? It means the doctor spoke about it. He's so inspirational, that man. So inspirational. Because, see, I believe people like that there do more than anybody else. Because they save lives. I'm not going to save your life. I might give you a couple of thoughts. My health is very important to me. And I never put anything above health. I never put anything above my family. My family means an awful lot to me. And my marriage means an awful lot to me. And I think it's like building a house, you see. If you get the foundation right, it'll grow. So in business, that's the personal way. But in business, what does success mean? Look, we've all got different ideas about success, what it means to me. You know, what would your goal be, a different goal than mine? You know, there's ladies speaking here tonight who are fantastic, and their stories is really, really good. But what does business mean? What does goals look like? We've all set goals. I mean, Manchester United are still setting. And I'm a Man United fan, but we just haven't hit the net yet. So how do I set goals? You see, I remember being at school, and I come from a wee village called Crumlin. And I went to the primary school in Crumlin. I'll never forget the school teacher, James Beresford, you call him. He's not living now. And he used to say to me, Drew, do you not read the book? Do you just look at the pictures? You see, I'm very visual as an individual. I see things with pictures. I'm not very good at writing emails. That's why Darren's here. He does all my emails. I'm not very good at English, putting all that together, but I'm very visual. And I see things that happens. And I see what I would like to achieve. But it's all in a picture. And they do tell me that a picture paints 1,000 words. So I think maybe I've got it right there. Okay, so my life started basically in business. I mean, I wanted to be a rock star. You may not know that. That young guy is a star. He's not here now. I wanted to be a rock star. I play drums, okay? And doctor, if I had stayed in that business, I'd be dead today. You wouldn't have brought me back. because I think the things I did then, I would have had a problem. So, briefly, I got married at 23 years of age. Met a lovely lady from Dalamina, because all the other ladies, they weren't wrong, but they were different. She was just normal. The rest were not normal. Or maybe I wasn't normal. Maybe that was the problem. So I started not in property, which I'm in now. I started in financial services. So I remember working for this company in London. They were an American company, very good company. The owner was called Dr. Leonard Polonsky. And it was a company that I liked because they were hard, but they were very, very rewarding. And you see, I'm going to make a statement here to all you businessmen, and there's many successful ones out here. I don't run after money. Money is not my God. I believe if I do a good job for my client or whatever, I will get paid. Dr. P used to say to me, Drew, you do the business, we've got the checkbook. So whatever you do, we write the check for what you're capable of. So I remember doing that. But goals was a big thing in my life. And you know, Darren, Nigel and Linda, and they were very, very much behind me in my career. And Carol, my wife. So the first year in this insurance company, the prize for being the top in the company was a trip on Concord. Now, there's two young people here who may not know what Concord was. It was a very fast aircraft. And I was blessed, I won that. I remember going on Concord and winning that. But you know how I seen it? When I went home to my family, Nigel, my middle boy, said, Dad, I'm going to get a picture of Concord for you. And I'm going to put it on the bathroom door. And every time you go to the toilet, you're going to see this. And he did do that. You see, I'm very visual. Another company I remember being in, there was a prize, and it was for, because I used to be a motorhead, is that what you call them? Crazy about cars. And the prize was a 911 red Porsche. And I says to Nigel, do you know what the prize is in this company? But you have to be number one. He says, Daddy, that's not a problem. What colour was it? I says, red. So my daughter then, she picked out in a magazine and she put the photograph, not just in the toilet, everywhere I went, it was this photo of this Porsche. Okay? So that was a bit more difficult because in London is a big space. Northern Ireland's just a wee place. And to be the guy from London, I don't mean any harm to the doctor, there's a lot more people there to talk to in financial services. So coming up to the end of the year, the owner of the company said, I'm going to tell the two, number one and number two, but I'm not going to tell you who it is, and I'm going to tell you their score, what business they've written. So I found out that this other guy was beating me. Not by much. So I went home, and Linda says, well, Daddy, you're definitely not going to beat you, are you? You're going to win, aren't you? Nigel said, Daddy, you have to win this. I'm not taking these posters down off the wall. Darren, Daddy, you'll win it. Carol says, Drew, do your best. So I remember going out on the 19th of December, and I had two appointments with two people. And I remember going out on the 19th of December trying to get more business. And thank God, I got it, and I won it. But that was a hard lesson to learn. What it learned me, and I want to try and maybe leave a little bit of thought to you all here, you do have to go the extra mile. Look, I don't think I could have survived where this doctor survived, but he went the extra mile. He maybe went 100 mile more. But I went the extra mile to get that. One other little thing that I want to say is that in that industry, there's a thing which is called, I think it's snobbish, but anyway, it's called the £1 million round table. And a guy said to me one day, Drew, you only think you're good, but if you win that, I really believe you can do the job. So I went for that. It was just a photograph of £1 million. That's all it was. By my son. And I was blessed. I won that 2 years in the trot, earning £1 million that year and the following year. How did I do this? I'll tell you how I did it. I pray every day for God to help me. That's what I do. Because I know that's where my strength comes from. I also know that that's where everything comes from. So that's what I do. That doesn't mean you do that, but that's what I do. So those little things, all about visualization. But what steps do you have to take to achieve these types of things? And I'm sure you've more likely achieved a lot more than me. But Darren knows me very well. And I can go back. In fact, if I had a box here, I could show you every diary that I've had since 1980, right up until today. In fact, it mightn't be a bad thing. If I ever think of writing the book, we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about, maybe. So, diaries is one thing. I'm a terrible guy for drawing pictures. You know, I see something, I draw it. I want to achieve this. I want to buy a villa. I want to do this. It's not all about money, by the way. It's about achieving. I don't run after money. That's twice I've said that, and I mean that. I don't run after money. So, enjoying yourself and finding out, a girl stole my line, actually. She talked about why. She talked about Simon Sinek. Simon Sinek is a very good guy. You want to read about him, you want to hear him speak it. If you don't know your why, you need to find it. In fact, I'll be very bold. See, I asked Darren, or I asked Gary, give me one word of disguise when he says direct. And I am. That's just the way I am. I'm very direct. So if you don't find, if you're not in the position or the job or the career you want, leave. So we're all unemployed now. No. You have to find what you want to do. When you find what you want to do, then there's a better opportunity of you achieving it. Let me speak one little more about goals. If that's the start and that's the prize, I've always started from this one. I look at the prize and then I try to fill in the dots. I don't start there because that's a long journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I've convinced myself I've got it before I actually get it. That's can you see it? I see it before I actually see it. The great Walt Disney is the best of all. He said that, you know, Walt seen it before Disney World was ever built. Somebody has to see something before it ever happens. But I'll tell you a problem I do have. When you win and you achieve things, you're supposed to celebrate. And I had a problem. Because a couple of things I didn't celebrate. Three things, didn't celebrate. The fourth thing I won, I remember Keith Baldwin, who is the CEO of Zurich Insurance Company. He's now actually our chairman of my company. He said, Drew, I need to see you for, come over, I want to see you in London. Sit down there. For an hour, he went through me like a physic of salts. He says, when are you going to enjoy the fruits of your labor? And I find that a problem. But it's not all about my winning. You see, you should share your success with other people. Your kids, your wife, I've got seven grandchildren. So I have a lot of things to share. And people that you know, people that you like. So if you do something out of the ordinary, bring them with you. But don't expect to get anything back. You see, giving is not about what can I get. Gary, he's got that in one at a young age. He's a giver. I know he's a giver. I know by the way he talks he's a giver. So do things that way. My mum, who was a blessing to me, used to say to me, Drew, you never lose by giving. It's a big lesson for us all to learn. You never lose by giving. The doctor touched on it. I thought he had stolen another line when he talked about the 100,000. I wonder, will somebody keep it? Will they share it? Look, there's enough to go around. Look, I'm breathing. My drinking partner, when I used to do that, used to say, Drew, how you doing? I says, great, I'm above ground. When you're above ground, you're winning. It doesn't take all these material things to make you happy. If you're successful, that's great. But it's not the end of it. I'm going to finish now, because I think I've run a little bit over my time. And I want to talk a little bit about Gary.
Oh, that wasn't planned. Drew, you talk too much.
I knew he'd get his own back. see, Gary is the new, the young, the inspirational person to get all us old guys to give us a chance to talk. I never, ever, I mean, the last time I spoke, Gary, was about 10 years ago. That's the truth. I told them two ladies at the back the same story. So this is new for me. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. But what I'd like to say, I have had 40 years of, I suppose you call it golden nuggets, I don't know if they are, I thought they were McDonald's, but anyway, all this stuff. 40 years of experience, 40 years of Gary's, 40 years of everything. So what I want to finish with is, maybe I should write a book.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, actually, thank you, because I am writing a book.
I might.
And it's called Can You See It? Thanks very much.